The whole world? You told me about it enough.
There was more I could have said. I could have given it to him by the numbers, how they felt about brothers who ran out on them, but he wouldn't have got it. There wasn't nobody with more guts in a fight than Raven. He wouldn't back down from nobody or nothing. But in the emotional tight spots, he was ready to pack up and run in a minute. He did it to the company, and he did it to Darlin', but they could take care of themselves when he did. I think the worst stunt he ever pulled, and the one that still bugs him the most, is when he ran out on his kids. He did that back when he enrolled in the Black Company. Maybe he had his reasons, and good ones at the time. He comes up with good excuses. But there's no getting around the fact that he left his kids when they were too young to take care of themselves, without making any arrangements for them. He never even told anybody he had kids till he told me, sort of, when he was still being Corby, and started trying to find out what happened to them. They would be grown up now, if they survived. He didn't find out anything. I figured he would make finding them his quest now. He didn't have anything else going. And trudging through the forest, headed south, he made noises like that was what he was planning to do. We got as far as Orr. He went out on a drunk and stayed on it. I went on one too. I went through me some bad girls. All the things a guy does when he's been out in the woods for a long time, then hits the city. Took me 4 days to work through that and another day to shake the hangover. Then I took a look at Raven and saw he was just getting started. I went and found us a cheap place to stay. Then I got me a job protecting a rich man's family. That wasn't hard to do. There were all kinds of rumors about what happened in the Barrowland. The rich saw troubled times coming and wanted to get themselves covered. Darling and her bunch were in the city somewhere for a while. So were the bunch from the Black Company. We didn't run into any of them before they left out. Chapter 5. Smeds got sick of Tully's idea before they were 4 days out of war. Nights were cold in the forest. There was no place to hide from the rain. Whole hordes of bugs chewed on you, and you couldn't get rid of them when you were sick of them like you could with lice and fleas and bedbugs. You could never get comfortable sleeping on the ground, if you could sleep at all, with all the racket that went on at night. There were always sticks and stones and roots under you somewhere. And there was that bastard old man Fish, hardly saying shit, but always sneering at you because you didn't know a bunch of woodsy stuff. Like you needed to know that shit to stay alive on the north side. It was going to be a pleasure to cut his throat. Timmy Loken wasn't much better. Little Carrot Top runt never shut up. All right, so he was funny most of the time. So he knew every damned joke there ever was and knew how to tell them right, and half of them were the kind you wanted to remember so bad it hurt so you could crack up your friends. But they never came